Hey beautiful people, and welcome to a brand new episode of A Slice of Life with me, Jack Walton. Be sure to subscribe on both iTunes and Spotify, and follow me on social media, I am Jack Walton, to keep updated with new monthly episodes. Hey everyone, and welcome to a new episode. It's now August. This is a bit emotional because it's the last episode in the season. I don't know where the time's gone. We've had 6 episodes. This is number 6. I spoke to Gavin, my sister, Will, Ashley, Vic, and you'll get to hear all about my final guest in a little minute. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in since in March. It's been a really good journey. So this is the last episode. I might do season 2. I've got to kind of work out some little logistical elements, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes, but even if it doesn't, I've absolutely loved this experience. I've loved making it. It's been really nice to speak about things that I'm passionate about, and I hope it's helped you guys too, and hopefully you've enjoyed the journey. So, for our last episode in season 1, we are speaking about success. And what is success? What is success to you? I'm going to tell you what success is to me. My guests will tell you what it is to them. It might mean something totally different to you. Like, it's fine. We've all got a different definition of what it means, and hopefully this should be really interesting. So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce this month's guest. This is somebody that I've actually connected with, similar to Ashley, via Instagram again. So Instagram has been a really good tool in that way because, again, if you use it correctly, I've actually met some really nice people, and this is someone I've met through Instagram, and this is Emily O'Connor. Hi, Emily.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Where have you come from this morning?
I've come from Northampton today.
Oh, so has that been a bit of a journey?
Just a little bit this morning.
Okay, so why don't you tell everyone like a bit about how like we met and our kind of, because it's a bit of a new relationship, isn't it? So
yeah,
maybe tell everyone about that from your perspective.
I think you were quite right what you said before about Instagram. If it's used properly, you can really make good connections with people. And yeah, I think you and I, we kind of connected quite early on just from the things you were posting, the things that I was posting to do with inspiration, sort of motivating people, you know, positivity all around.
We love that, don't we?
Yeah. All around, always positivity. You know, even on a Monday morning stuck in traffic, it's still
positive
happy vibes.
Energy. And obviously you came to my book launch as well, didn't you?
I did. It was very magical.
Yeah.
I loved that day.
Amazing. So I am going to kind of hand it over to you in terms of like tell everyone like just briefly I suppose about your journey or your kind of how did you get to be on this podcast today?
Yeah.
Like okay. How why are you here? Who are you, Emily? Who I always ask this question, who are you?
I think today, I mean we the first time we met and the kind of things that we talked about my life and yours and what we've both gone through has kind of led to this point. Obviously today is all about what is success. And you know, even walking in this morning, we were talking about success. Kind of when we say success, we also mean happiness, you know, what is important to us. And I told you about obviously my journey, how I used to work, you know, I used to be a director for, quite a large firm, quite a large business. You know, I'd spent 5 years kind of working my way up through the company, doing very well for myself, very successful at quite a young age. But it wasn't enough. It was sort of, I kind of got to a point where I thought, this is great. You know, I could stay in this job for...
And you'd be set for life, I suppose, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I could stay in this job for 20 years.
Yeah.
And set for life, money, you know, 6-figure salary, I could get married, settle down, have kids, everything like that, you know.
Yeah.
And don't take that away from anything, you know, that is successful, you know.
Absolutely.
And for some people, that is ultimate dream, you know.
It is, isn't it? That's like their everything because I suppose if, like, aside from the money, if what they're doing within that role is what they enjoy, then great. Because if it gives them that, like, if it gives you that fire in your belly, I would say that's what's kind of that priceless feeling of like, oh, you found something that actually makes you want to get up out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
And like it catapults you out because you just know that I'm working on my dream today. I'm actually doing something I enjoy.
Yeah.
But was that the case then for you?
For me, it was, I loved what I did.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was fantastic. You know, my job involved helping people find their dream, you know? You know, I worked in helping people find their careers, and a lot of people define themselves by that. So true. It was a wonderful thing to be part of. Honestly, it was incredible.
Great experience.
Yeah, it was amazing. But I think it was just one day I kind of woke up and realized that I love what I do. I have no issue doing it 24/7 because I love it that much. But why am I doing it for someone else?
I get that.
Yeah.
That's so true, isn't it? I get that.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, I've got great experience from here, got great connections. Why don't I do it for myself? And I kind of, you know, walked away on good terms and kind of set up my own business from there. And
I love that.
I'll be honest, that has been the biggest journey for me, if anything.
To navigate through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing that I've realized in that time is what I thought I wanted, what I thought success was, what I thought happiness was, I've realized that it's something totally different.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Like, in what way? Tell me about that. That's a core there. Like, what?
Yeah.
Let's get into the roots of that.
I think for me personally,
it's so different for everyone, isn't it?
Oh,
which is so interesting. 100%. I love that. It's like what happiness is to me and you will be different to so many different people.
Yeah.
It's such a unique thing, isn't it?
Exactly.
And I love that though.
And you know, that position that I was in, you know, with everything going on there, that could have been, like I said, pure bliss for some people who
absolutely
would want that forever. And it wasn't until I actually left and I was doing things my way, different way, kind of doing different things. I, you know, decided to move from my hometown. You know, I'd lived in the same place for, you know, for all my life
since
I was a child. And I decided to move to another side of the country.
It's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, it was massive.
Taking a huge leap of faith as well, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. You know, it was a massive risk. And it just made me realise that the one thing that I see as being successful in life is when you have the freedom to be able to do what you want. And I think that was the one thing that was like, I'm happy now because I'm free.
You're free.
I'm free.
You're free.
Yeah. And it was, you know, now I have the freedom to, you know, since doing that. I've moved twice to two different parts of the country.
Because you can as well, because you've been allowed to again.
Exactly. And
it's opened doors, hasn't it?
Yeah, like incredibly. And I think that's what people need to realise is that, you know, success is different to all different people. Happiness, you know, different things make different people happy.
It's so true.
You know, never, you know, a lot of people kind of looked at what I did and thought, you know, you're being a bit reckless here.
Got ya.
You know,
got
you spent 5 years working your way up to this point.
And now you're going to go.
Why are you going to throw it all away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to you, though, it was a case of it wasn't giving you that spark, was it? It was great, but it wasn't giving you that.
Yeah, exactly.
That drive that you wanted to do it on your own, and you wanted to actually, again, instead of making lots and lots and lots of money for somebody else in their pockets, you wanted to actually do something for yourself.
Exactly.
And I get that, because you've been on both sides of the coin, so you must have a really big kind of opinion and experience on that, because you've experienced both, like corporate and now on your own, and that must be quite interesting.
It is interesting, and I look at my life now and the kind of things that I've done since I've left, because I have my business, which I still do. I have two other businesses that I get involved in two completely different industries.
Separate.
Yeah, completely, you know, nothing to do with recruitment, but it's all to do with people, because
I love that.
I love dealing with people. You know, I have the freedom to kind of travel the country to do different things.
You do.
And to do these different businesses and everything else. Yeah.
I love that.
I feel at peace, kind of thing.
I really like that. I love having extra friends. You're such an extra friend.
Oh,
I said this about other people, like, because, again, you're somebody, again, that's got like a dream and got an idea, and you made it happen, and you're working on it daily.
Yeah.
That's really inspirational.
And do you know what?
Massively, actually.
I think it was, it's going to sound so cheesy, but...
No, it won't. Trust me, it won't.
But do you know when you just know you're kind of almost like destined for like greater things?
Yeah,
like,
agreed.
I hate to sound like I'm coming from like a comic book here, but...
No, no,
you know,
I get it.
And I just thought, this isn't enough for me. And even...
Yeah, I think everyone should be able to say that too. Like, actually be able to look around and say, actually, this right now isn't enough.
Yeah.
This isn't working. I want something more.
Yeah.
I think we can... be afraid sometimes to want more, yeah, to ask for it. Like, don't be afraid to ask for it, because we've only got one life, so why would we want to settle for second best?
It's like, if you do it right, one's enough kind
that's
of thing.
That's so true.
You know,
this isn't like, sometimes I think people act like this is the dress rehearsal as well. Like, you know, this is not the dress rehearsal.
This is life.
This is life.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's no dress rehearsal. This is like center stage. This is happening right now.
Yeah.
And if like anybody listens in a position where they are thinking, I want more, I want something more, I want something else, have a look and see what other, you know, what other options are available to you, because life is too short to do something that you don't want to be doing. And I know it's really easier said than done. And I know that there's times in our lives where we have to do stuff we don't want to do.
Yeah.
At the same time, you still deserve to be doing something that actually ignites your fire every single day.
Yeah, exactly.
You really do. And again, that does not just mean about making huge sums of money for somebody else. It can mean doing anything, can't it?
Yeah.
It can, like, whatever's like, what is success to you, as I said, will be totally different to anybody else.
Exactly. I think the biggest issue that we have is, you know, majority of people are afraid of the unknown.
Oh, that's so true. We're scared of the unknown because we don't like the fact that I don't know what's going to happen. I don't like that. It's scary.
If we take the risk, what is going to happen?
Yeah.
And that's normal to feel that way, but that's ingrained in us.
It's true.
As human beings. But take it from me, you know, for the past 2 years, my God, I've taken so many jumps off, you know,
Skydives, huge ones.
Massive, you know, things that I've done. And I can honestly say I'm not afraid anymore.
See, because you've had so many examples of times where you have been in the unknown, I guess you've learned to embrace it now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I get that. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say the past 2 years have been amazing.
Yeah.
They've been
hard. There's been challenges, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, really, really hard. But what I will say to anyone is, that's life.
And sometimes it's worth it too, though.
Oh, it always is.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, we've got...
If it was just like easy through like a flower field and all nice and simple the whole time, I don't think we'd appreciate the stuff.
No.
I don't think we'd appreciate it. I think we need like obstacles to come on our path to remind us that actually this is kind of life and that's going to happen from time to time, and that makes you kind of stronger as well, doesn't it?
Well, rejections and knockbacks are...
Knockbacks, yeah.
Are a part of life, and I think that's what we need to realise, that that will always happen in life.
Always.
That will.
I agree from experience.
You can't get away from that.
No.
So instead of standing still and getting upset or afraid about it, just kind of embrace it. This is going to happen. Simple as.
Exactly.
There'll be a point later on down the line, it will happen again.
It will happen again. I agree. Because that's life, isn't it?
Yeah. Just get through it and you'll be fine. You know?
And we can all get through it.
Yeah,
guys,
exactly.
You can all get through it.
Yeah.
No matter what the obstacle is. I spoke to somebody yesterday and I was on Instagram, they're in a job at the moment and they're just not happy at all. And I think like their boss and stuff is being quite nasty to them and they're having like just a really hard time, and you know, they kept saying they can't wait to move on to the next experience that's going to be better and they can move jobs and things will change. And I did say that the only advice I can give is to just trust it.
Yeah.
Just trust the process now, because I believe strongly it's happening for a bigger reason, and sometimes you have to believe that.
Yeah.
You have to hang on to the hope, because when you do that, it's enough to push you through into a better area.
Yeah.
And that's me talking from my experience of being in school and stuff and college and not enjoying it at all. And you, at the time, you think it's going to be forever.
Yeah.
You think like, oh, this, when you're in a bad situation, you feel like it's never going to change or get better. And you think it is going to be forever. So when someone says to you, oh, you know, just push through, it's going to be okay, it's sometimes hard to believe them. And that's why I'm saying, actually do believe, because it really will get better.
Yeah.
And that's me speaking from lots of personal experience of not believing it will happen. And then one day it just does. It just starts to get better. There's no time scale. It could be a week. It could be a year. It could be a month. I don't know. No matter what anyone's going through, like with jobs and stuff, and like you might be in a course or a job or anything that you're not very keen on, but you've got to stay there because of money and, you know, all those restrictions. I know it's not easy, but I know it will get better.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can push through and, you know.
Exactly. It's not the...
Because people think that jobs are like the be-all and end-all as well.
Coming from, obviously, a recruitment background, you know, it's, you know, I speak to people all day, every day about, you know, their jobs, their careers and everything else. You know, again, going back to that success and happiness piece, one of the most important things that when I'm speaking to candidates that I ask them about is, what are they looking for? Mm. Before I talk to them about a job or anything else, I want to know what they're doing right now, what they enjoy, what they don't. You know, you can tell when you talk to them what they really embrace.
Their
you know,
eyes light up, don't they?
The energy, everything. Yeah, exactly.
I love that when people speak about something they're genuinely passionate about.
Yeah. And, you know, you ask them what they're looking for. And do you know what? You'd be surprised how many people, it's nothing to do with money. It's literally nothing to do with money.
Makes so much sense now.
It could be something as simple as, I want to spend more time with my kids and I'm working.
I hear that one a lot, you know.
Yeah, 50 hours a week. I'd like a job where it's set shifts, or I always get my weekends so I get to spend it with my family, or I only get so many holidays. I'd like a job where it's more holidays so I can, again, spend my time doing this, this and this. And, you know, that's happiness to them. You know,
it is, isn't it?
It's, that's successful to them because they've got to that point where they've, to them, they've made it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's such a wonderful feeling for me as well to be part of that.
Because you get to be part of their journey.
Yeah.
That must be amazing. It's like making a positive impact.
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling. It really is.
Because you are directly impacting them.
Yeah, you get...
Wow.
The important thing is to get to know them as people, you know.
I know, not just a number, right?
Yeah.
Again, in corporate world and everything like that, in like society in general, we are now, it's like we're made to become the numbers.
Yeah.
Like a number. And it's like, no, like, it's not just about making money for the all-grounder. It's actually, no, we're people.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's about doing something that actually is going to be good for you. Because, you know, I'm sure there's lots of people listening to this right now that are doing jobs that they don't particularly enjoy, which I'm sure is the case because I know people that are. But again, it's just thinking about what is success to you. If it is just about making money, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
perfect because I know lots of people that do chase the coin and it is about they have to make money constantly. And that's success and happiness to them. That's fine. I've got no problem with that. But if you're questioning it and you actually aren't that happy, then okay, then you could be earning like 100 grand a year. And you could be totally depressed.
Yeah.
Because I know, I've known lots of people like that. And they have got the cars and houses and like, you know, everything. Literally material stuff anyway. The stuff that doesn't matter, they've got everything. Yeah. Have they got the stuff in here that matters? Yeah. Maybe not. And that's the stuff that's priceless.
I think the question to ask really is those who are kind of wanting to make the money, I think the real question is why?
Yeah.
It could be.
Why? Yeah, why?
Yeah. The reason that I am working, you know, 50 hours a week and this, that and the other is because happiness to me is working all the way through the year, but then I take 3 weeks off at the end of the year and I go travelling. And that's not about the money.
Yeah.
It's about that kind of...
And that freedom as well, isn't it?
Again, yeah.
Totally.
Exactly. It could be that you know, they're getting married, so, you know, and they want to buy a house and this and the other, so they're saving up for that and everything else. So it's trying to find the reasons why.
The real ones as well, like the core stuff.
Yeah.
Like if it's just like, oh, I'm just doing this because X, Y, and Z and it's not very viable, then actually, like, why?
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, exactly. And you find sometimes people don't know themselves.
I get that too. Like, they don't actually know why, do they?
They just... No one's ever asked that question and they just...
No, not those kind of questions.
No, I just do it.
Yeah. It's like, but why do you do it? Yeah. Why? Like, why? Like, again, it's like, I know we all work because in essence we have to, but we don't have to do any job. We can do anything we want to do. Do you know what I mean? It's like, people think they're so limited to stuff. Like, the simple kind of jobs. You can do anything you want to do. Like, it's like the dreams to reality one where we spoke about, you know, having a business or working for yourself or doing something on your own. I think that's sometimes even more special than having like a job where you are working for somebody else, because then you're actually directly having an effect on this world and this planet. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're having a positive impact.
Yeah.
And this is why I think I'm a bit, like, with my own stuff, I've had to decide if I want to, like, with PR, if I want to work in a PR agency. That's working for lots of clients and that money's just going in their pocket. I don't think I want to do that, because why would I want to work all those hours to just fill that? Like, again, no, you do what you want to do, guys, but this is just, I'm just digesting my kind of stuff that I'm working through as we speak in terms of like graduating with a PR degree, thinking about next steps and kind of just thinking that actually I don't think I do want to do that. Like, I'm figuring out different things, but again, you can change your mind. You can decide to do something different.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going through, literally as we speak on this podcast. That's why I'm finding this one really useful, because I never go, do want to work in an agency for that kind of stuff? And that's actually okay. It's okay for me to say that.
I think it's that, again, you've got to decide what you do want, really.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those, what is your end game? You know, what is the end game here? You know, because working in an agency, if you went into an agency, what are the benefits there? Mm. To gain experience, yeah. To work with new people, to see how they do things, mm. To do this, that and the other. You know, I worked with an agency for 5 years.
Wow.
And I needed that experience before setting up on my own.
Mm, kind I of get thing. That, I get that.
Because you kind of, in a way, you make all the mistakes. Kind of thing, because there will be mistakes along the way, and I, you know, I still make mistakes now. I'm not inhuman, kind of thing. But you kind of, you know, move on from it. You learn from it, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But then, you know, is there something else you want to do, or is there? What is it that really drives you?
Oh, I know the answer to that.
And then work around that.
No, that's what. Yeah, I know the answer to that one. Yeah. Absolutely. I guess I should answer what success is to me.
Yeah.
Success to me, I think that answer's changed. Like, I think I'd have said one thing before and now I say something different. I think before I'd have said success is just earning money, I'm going to be honest. Because that's the kind of the vision that I had from growing up.
Yeah.
With a single parent and just seeing, you know, on TV, people that in big careers and they've got like families and nice houses and stuff. To me, I thought, okay, making money is the be all and end all. Because if you make lots of money, you're going to be happy.
Yeah.
That's genuinely what I believed. I just believed that because, like, having a single mum and stuff, like, I saw her struggle. So I saw people on TV and on movies and stuff with big careers and suits and whatever else, and thought that, yep, that's it, just money, that's all there is really, because that must equal happiness, surely. But actually, I think, well, definitely that opinion's changed a lot in the last few years, because, like, you know, navigating my own journey and having all these awakenings and insights and realizations of actually realizing that success is, it isn't money. It's actually, success is, to me, success is earning money from something you genuinely love and enjoy.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. I always say this, I could work in a shop and earn money. I don't want to. I want to actually earn money from my passion. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a big difference for me now that I've realized that I could do the first option where I'll just be earning money. And to me, that would be soul destroying. Because it would be taken away from the thing that I actually genuinely want to do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be doing what I actually, you know, genuinely have a love for, which sometimes, again, we do have to do things we don't want to do. And that is totally fine. But what I'm saying is that success to me definitely is earning the money from the passion and that making money from something that's going to have a directly positive impact on the world.
Yeah.
That is success to me. And just basically being happy with it.
Yeah.
So my perception's changed massively because definitely rather do something that I absolutely adore and earn a small amount of money than doing something every day like working in an office or PR agency and earn lots of money. I'd rather do the first option.
Yeah.
Because for me, the first option, I'm doing something I love and earning less money, and the second option, earning more and doing something that to me would be soul destroying. And to me, I'd rather pick the first option now.
Yeah.
And that's changed. That opinion's changed me because I never would have said that before. Yeah. It was all about, you know, just do that, just earn the money and that's it. And buy nice clothes, materialism, blah, blah, blah. I was very like that, materialistic. I just cared about stuff, like physical things, not about, well, again, because I was trying to fill an empty void.
Yeah.
And that's definitely the truth. But that's a fight and losing battle because it's trying to fill a void that will never be filled. Not by that stuff. It will never be filled. It'll be filled by the stuff that's in here. And that's what I was missing. I was chasing all the external stuff, like in like clothes and like just all that external, you know, crap really that I was chasing, where again I didn't realize that actually the stuff that I really genuinely needed to see and to feel and to hear was in here inside. Yeah. Like internally. So that's why my kind of what is success has totally changed. I guess it might, that will develop, but for me success is genuinely being happy doing what you love and earning money from it, but first and foremost doing something that ignites your fire, literally catapults you out of bed in the morning and just makes you want to go and smash it even early on a Monday morning like now.
Yeah.
Like just makes you want to be like, yeah, it's Monday morning, let's go. Let's talk about the Monday thing because this is something that really interests me and like grinds me a little bit because I see so much on a Sunday night, people talk about that sinking feeling about Monday morning. Oh, it's Monday morning. Like I see all the time the negative stuff about Monday, and that's why I always do Monday motivation. That's why I try to you know, cast a shadow and put Monday motivational stuff out there, because I'm really for enjoying Mondays.
Yeah.
I'm really like, what's your opinion on the whole, like, the Monday thing? Because that is a societal thing. It's society, that is. And that's a big one. We are, a lot of us, I guess, are sheep in that way. And that's why, I guess, me, you, lots of other people, we do try to be different and put the positive stuff out there.
Yeah.
About, not just about Monday, about life in general, but, you know, that's a big one, isn't it?
I think for when it does come to Monday, I don't have a massive opinion on it. And the reason I say that is, it's just another day of the week. And I think that's probably the best way to look at it.
But it's made out to be more than that.
Exactly.
And that's my problem with it. This is my problem with that situation, that kind of thing.
If anything, I would say, you know, it's the beginning of a new week. That's a good thing.
Let's smash it.
Yeah, let's smash it. It's the beginning of a new week.
It's a new chance.
It's a new day.
New start.
Exactly.
If you didn't do that well last week, that's okay. It's a new week now. Yeah. New page.
That's gone.
Let's do it.
Let's move on to the next one.
Why have a sinking feeling on Sunday night? Let's do it.
Let's go team kind of thing. Be excited because it's Monday.
I really want people to love Mondays. I'm really passionate about that one.
So with me and, you know, with doing like motivational speaking or anything like that, one thing I tend to stay away from is, you see a lot of these Fridays, go team, it's Friday, love it, ready for the weekend. Because
I see that as well.
The reason I do that is because you are adding to that negative connotation on a Monday, because it's almost like, yeah, let's get overexcited because it's the end of a horrible week. Great, yeah, we've got the weekend. So then subconsciously,
it's like the lift the weekend thing, isn't it?
Yeah, subconsciously you're already dreading the Monday. So
yes, you are.
I just kind of like, yep, yeah, Friday's another day, that's great. Like Thursday was, like Wednesday was, like Tuesday was. And yeah, Monday, it is one of those. If you don't work at weekends or you've had a chill weekend, great, you've relaxed, recharged.
I love Mondays.
Let's kill it on Monday. Let's smash it.
Let's smash it out of the park.
Yeah. If you start your week on a positive note, you know, both you and I have talked a lot about, you know, law of attraction and, you know.
Yes, haven't
give
we?
Those positive vibes in the universe and everything else.
Yeah.
And I'm a true believer that if you get up in the morning and start the day positively.
Yes.
It will stay that way.
It will, won't it?
You know, like this morning, you know, we talked about the fact that me travelling over from Northampton. It should be an hour at most in the car. And it took me about 2.5
this
morning.
2 hours. Oh, gosh.
But it was just one of those. Do you know what? So what?
Thank you. Yeah, I get it.
I'm here.
You're here. You're doing it right now.
I've got a coffee. I'm happy. I'm with
Loving
you.
Loving life.
Yeah.
Like, and it's worth it, isn't it?
Exactly. Like, what's...
Again, because you're doing something you love, so it's worth it.
Exactly.
See what I mean?
And what's the point in getting upset about it? It's happened now. It's gone.
Thank you.
What good is it, me getting upset about it now? I can't change it.
Exactly, you can't. But that's a refreshing mindset to have, though, isn't it? Not everyone has that mindset.
Yeah, I'm one of those people where I don't understand why people get stressed or upset about things.
The petty stuff.
That have gone,
small stuff too.
Don't stress over what you can't control.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Someone said that to me, gosh, so many years ago now, and it kind of got me thinking with that.
That's a powerful line, that is.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
It just made me realise that the only thing, you know, there's a lot of things in life we can't control. You know,
we can't control
how people act towards us. We can't control. But one thing we can do is we can control our own actions.
We can control
what we do with our lives.
Mm.
So since then, that's all I've done. The only thing I do now is think about what I'm doing and how I'm reacting with people around me.
Agreed.
And, you know, that's the only time that I may stress is when I feel I'm not doing enough or when, you know, when I'm doing things like that. But even then, you know, I'm not saying a stress as I'm, you know, sat in the corner kind of crying or something. It's one of those, I'm just trying to push myself to be the best I can be.
The best you, right?
Exactly.
Being the best you, just a little plug to my book. had to. Yeah.
Hint, hint.
hint. It's out now, guys. It's on Amazon, paperback, ebook. Paperback $6.99, ebook's $3.99, and it's been out about 4 weeks now. So, yeah, please read it.
It is a great book, guys. Yeah. I went to the launch and
yes.
I did. I went to the launch and I'm not going to lie, I sat in a corner for about half an hour at one point, just engrossed.
I saw that. I thought, I'm going to leave Emma because she's reading the book. So she's having a little time to, you know, get some inspo and read it.
It was really good. I like how you've kind of done it, and the fact that it's all set in like different chapters. And it's one of those books, guys, where if you're not the sort of person who can sit down and read an entire book, look in the index and look at, you know, the
different
chapters.
That's how I've made it, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of tried to make a book that would almost appeal to people that don't read books, actually. Like people that, because I know a lot of people say, well, I don't read books. And I used to be the person that would never read books either. I never used to read books ever until I started getting into this kind of stuff. So I tried to make a book that's for people that won't typically read one.
Yeah.
Because it is so simple and it's split up so much. You can kind of pick and choose what you want to look at.
Exactly. It could be one day you kind of think, do you know what? I
live in the moment I want to look at today.
Yeah.
I want to get, what's living in the moment? Have you read to the chapter? What's the law of attraction?
Exactly. Yeah, it could be depending on how you're feeling on that day, and you just need a little bit of a pick-me-up.
A boost.
In a certain
area.
A
positive boost. That's what we try to do, don't we, all the time, is like boost people up positively and like make a difference. And I don't know, it's like at my graduation on Friday, last little speech, and someone said about sometimes we think that change and changing the world is only something of celebrity. Like you can only be... You have to be a celebrity in order to change the world or to do something different. You don't. And that's what the message was. You don't. You can be just you right now.
Yeah.
You can literally be nobody and make a difference and help people and change people. And
first
that's
of all,
why I'm doing what I'm doing.
There's no such thing as a nobody. Everybody is somebody.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
We all come into this world the same way.
That is true.
And, you know, we all start somewhere.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm in a typical Joe then.
Yeah.
Typical Joe. Like me then. Like me. Somebody like me. I'm nobody. I'm just, you know, me. I'm nothing special.
Yes, you are, darling.
I don't believe I am. Personally, I don't believe I am. But like, I'm just a very average person from an average place. And I'm trying to make a difference.
You do make a difference.
I know that, you know, there's people a lot bigger and that's fine. But I want to make a difference somehow. And I'm going to, you know, I'm trying to do it.
I think if you make a difference in one person's life, that could be a massive thing to them. So you may not have a grand stage where you can speak to everyone in the entire world, but if you make a difference just to one person and you save that person that day, you make them feel better.
So many people said that to me.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Surely that would make more of a difference than, you know, you maybe feeling, you know, 100,000 people just put a smile on their face. I'd rather save someone, just that one person.
That's so powerful, isn't it?
Yeah. And just
I've had loads of people
vibe.
Say that to me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have loads. Wow, okay. I love that. That's really inspired me.
Aww.
I like that.
Try to.
That's actually genuinely inspired me.
Happy Monday, darling.
happy Monday to everybody listening.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, we've gone around in all sorts of circles, haven't we? success, happiness. So yeah, to kind of like close that little one, like success to me really is just, it's just doing something I know that is going to make a difference to not just to me but to other people.
Yeah.
Like I want to kind of add some kind of value to people's lives. When we say the world, that can mean in general, but like to people in general, I want to add some kind of value, even if it's just something that they remember. Like even if it's just that one thing that they remember when they're not feeling the best. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That one thing, it might just be that one sentence or that one phrase or anything, and then it might pop up in their head and they might think, oh, I remember that. Let me dig into that and let me work with that one.
Yeah. I think for me, success is, you know, going back to a few things that you were saying before, and there was a few things that stuck out in that. I just want people to be happy. And success to me is... it's being happy in life. I think that's
happy, right? Happy.
Yeah, I think
happy.
That's
happiness.
The most successful thing for anyone. You know, if you can sit back and go,
that word's priceless, isn't it?
I'm content. I'm happy. And, you know, going to what we were saying before, you know, success and happiness is different to other people. So you saying before about, you know, what's success to me and what's success to you, maybe those things that we don't want to do, they are happiness and success to other people.
Yeah.
You know, someone could be,
that's so true,
overjoyed with the thought of working in an office 9 to 5.
Absolutely.
To
I know many people.
Yeah.
And they love it.
And do you know what? If that makes them happy,
it's like you do you, isn't it?
Great.
Obviously. It's like you, if you are genuinely happy, you can sit and say, do you know what? I do X, Y, and Z, and I'm telling you now, it lights my fire. Fantastic.
Do it. Yeah.
Amazing. And seriously, whoever you are listening, if you can say that, then oh my God, you're probably, you are in a special selection of people that can sit here now and say, trust me, I'm doing something that I bloody enjoy, and it really ignites my spark and it really gets me going every morning. And then, do you know what? Wow.
Yeah.
I take my hat off to anybody that can say that.
They're the people that I, you know, genuinely.
That inspires me.
Yeah,
that inspires me, because to be at that level, priceless, isn't it?
Yeah.
Again, though, going back to money again, it's priceless, and money can't buy that almost. So I suppose it can, but it can't.
But again, you know? Going back to what
we said.
So
that's an interesting one.
That could be success and happiness to some people.
Yeah. So maybe money can buy it.
Yeah, it's one of those.
That's so interesting, isn't it?
I don't judge people. Mm. And I'm very much of a, you know, everyone has their own opinion. Everyone has their own life and everything. Yeah.
You do, honey.
Exactly. And, you know, if I see someone that, you know, if one person on one side of me is happy and they feel successful, you know, like we said, doing a, you know, 9-to-5 job.
Just a simple, typical job.
But then there's someone on the other side who, no, happiness to me is being able to buy the next supercar or even the next handbag, you know, and they work to their next bonus.
Yeah. And that's for them.
If they're happy, good.
Right.
That's
amazing.
You know, go for it.
Because there's a lot of people that's why I say it's amazing, because there's a lot of people that aren't happy doing what they love. And just in general, there's a lot of people that are unhappy. So that is amazing.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's the kind of important thing. And I think sometimes we need to stop looking outside and look inside at what, like I said to you, what I always ask my candidates is, what are you looking for? What are you, and I don't just mean in a job, just in life.
In general.
What are you looking for? What do you want?
What do you want? Yeah, that's a good question, because a lot of people will probably be like, wait a minute, no one's asked me that before.
Yeah.
Because sadly today we don't tend to ask it. It's like, what do you actually want?
Yeah.
And what do you genuinely want to do?
Yeah. And
think about you, not what your mum wants you to do, not what your wife wants you to do, not what your family wants you to do, or your friends. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
What will make you happy?
Yeah.
And
we need to ask that more, don't we?
Yeah, we do. You know, because a lot of people will go, I just want to be happy, or I just want this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And I just think that's a bit too general.
Yeah. But what do you actually like to get happy? What do you want to do to get to that level?
Yeah. What is happiness to you? You know, and that's the important thing to kind of pin down, because, you know, I want to help people. You know, I live my life trying to help people.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I will try to drill down with that. But what is it that will make you happy?
What is it?
Yeah.
And it's, again, every answer you receive will be different.
Yeah. 100%.
Every answer.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Because we're unique species, aren't we?
Precisely.
Wow.
No one is the same.
That's, Emily, that's blooming powerful.
We're having a magical Monday morning, aren't we?
Emily, that's powerful. Guys, I hope you're feeling like really inspired by that.
I do. I feel really warm and fuzzy this morning.
Warm and fuzzy and like happy inside. But also to any younger people listening, like students and uni students, college students, school students, young people, teenagers. I used to like believe in school that success was literally just getting the best grades.
Yeah.
Because when you're in school, it's drilled into you that, okay, to be successful, you need to get an A in English, you need to get an A in maths, you need to get an A in science. If you don't, then, oh, you're going to fail, you're going to be a failure, you'll never amount to anything, you won't achieve anything. That is what, in a nutshell, was drilled into us at school. Because for schools, grades are everything, because, you know, exam boards, and then they look better, and then, you know, better whatever on the exam tables. And okay, I get that, they want to look good, and they want to be seen as a school that is thriving. But I was speaking to somebody about this the other day, that it's just too much. It's all about the grades. And you are genuinely made to believe that if you don't get good grades, then you will fail in life, and you're made to believe that. And from what I was hearing the other day, it seems that even though I've left school 6 years, it is still happening in schools now. And my advice to anybody listening is that grades do not define success. Grades do not define what you're going to do. I got loads of E's and F's in school, and then I had to work my ass off at college for 3 years to get into university, and I've since graduated from university with a first class degree of honours.
Woo!
I actually have, and that's, I got really bad grades at school. Was I one of those people that like, oh, he's a future university student? No, it was all those people over there, and I wasn't. And look what's happened.
Yeah.
So did those grades define anything? No, they didn't, did they?
No.
Those grades in school did not define anything. And they said they would, and they didn't.
Yeah.
And I got, you know, I did not get good grades at all because I didn't enjoy school. So for anybody listening that is genuinely worrying about the future and about having to revise so much that they're going to make yourself ill, then please just think about it, because grades are not everything. Yes, do your best. Yes, try hard. Yes, go over and beyond to achieve what you want to achieve. But don't think that grades and that piece of paper at the end is everything, because you could get amazing grades and then you could still end up doing something different. And again, they don't define anything.
Yeah.
And they don't define happiness either, because, you know, it's, I hear so much now about students getting so stressed during A-levels and exams that they get anxiety and they're like self-harming, and yeah. I read that all the time, because to them, their teachers are drilling to them that you've got to get this grade to succeed, and they're putting that much pressure on themselves that they will do anything it takes to get that grade.
Yeah.
They'll do anything. If that means staying up all night, they'll do it. Yeah. If that means, like, you know, starving themselves and like self-harming, they will probably do it. And that's really sad.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing that more and more now. So for any younger viewers that are listening, please just remember that grades don't define success. Because again, that was my definition of when I was younger. That's another definition I had of success, was after the money, when it was then, okay, no, grades. Like, doing well in school, and that's very important. That is success. I didn't think about happiness, and I didn't think about, you know, any of that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
Again, my answer to that question has changed during so many different times in my life that it's now at a really nice answer level. It wasn't then, and I guess I just believed it was that, but it wasn't. So yeah,
yeah.
Grades and not everything is the little message you want to give to anybody that might need to hear that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What?
Like, how about, like, what would you say with grades? Like, because, you know, we've been both at school in different times. Were grades...
Different times.
You know what I
mean. It's all right, darling. I was going to say myself, I'm slightly older.
Only slightly.
Slightly older. So what I will say from my
experience
is... What I will say is to any younger viewers and everything, just remember this is... You're very young, you know? I'm not saying I'm old at all, because I'm really not, but...
Not old, my God.
No, but I do have, you know, a few more years kind of thing behind me. And one thing I will say is I still feel like a kid in this game of life, you know?
Wow. And, get that.
You know, you're wow. so young right now to think that the world is coming to an end because of your grades and everything else. What I will say is if you have a goal or a dream or anything, yes, work towards it, work hard, but don't make yourself ill trying to achieve something and burn out. Take it from me, you know, I know that myself. You know, I was at the other end of the spectrum in the fact that I did have very good grades. You know, I was an A student when it came to my GCSEs, and then A levels I did well, and then I decided I don't want to do, you know. And I didn't go to university.
Yeah.
And a lot of people saw that as, I've thrown it all away.
Again, I could say that to people. Don't feel bad about that either, because...
Exactly.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to uni. You don't have to do anything like that. You don't.
Precisely. And people saw
it's
as...
It's not for everyone.
I've thrown my future away.
See? So say again.
Precisely. And it goes back to that success and happiness piece.
So really, did those good grades... determine your success?
No,
not really. Like, again, it's nice that you had them, but did they mean anything in the grand scheme of things after, like now, for example? Did they determine much?
No,
I bet a lot of it's been through sheer hard work, hasn't it?
Well, of course. I mean, the things that I've done since then, the different jobs and the career path I've gone on, I didn't need a degree. I didn't need anything like that for it. You know, I didn't go to university or anything like that. And, you know, it's all about your mindset. You know, what we said earlier about, you know, not stressing over what you can control your mindset.
Yes, you can.
No one else has any control over you but you. Literally no one.
Yes.
At all. Literally.
Real talk.
No one in the entire world at all knows what's going on inside your head but you.
Yeah, right.
So it doesn't matter if... Wow. If you fail at school or if you do well at school or whatever, just remember that you're still a child and, you know, you're growing up, you're learning, you know, you're going to make mistakes along the way.
So many.
But what do you want in life that is more important? Again, this whole piece today about success and happiness.
It's perfect, isn't it, for this?
Yeah. You know,
it's everything in a way, though, is all tied in with each other. I've realised that there's so many links everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like we're just one big ball and there's... everything's tied into each other, like success, happiness, and like health and like wealth, and like everything's just in a ball, and you can't really get into the core of it because it is so like, and I love that because it proves how powerful like happiness is, I guess. It's all tangled together.
Exactly. All I would say to anyone who is kind of going through, you know, has gone through that turmoil and, you know, going through
turbulent times and stuff. Because again, they can seem like work, play, you know, life. Yeah. I always say they can feel like they're never going to end.
Yeah.
Because when you're in it, like actually in the storm, in it, you can't see the light.
Exactly.
After you're like, oh my God, it did end. It did get better. They were the people that told me that it got better. They were right. They were correct. I should have listened to them more, but when you're in it, God, you can't see it.
Yeah.
You can't see it for the life of you.
What I would say to anyone who is in that situation, and I still have to do it now.
We have to practice it, don't we?
And it sounds so simple.
But
just stop for 1 second and just breathe. Just look back. Just look in front of you.
Just look.
And just break it down what you're going through. And I guarantee you...
Oh God, that just straight away you said that makes me feel so calm.
It does.
Because it's true, isn't it?
If you look at the situation you're in and just break it into logic.
Yeah, and into logic.
Say out loud what you're doing or going through right now. As soon as you do it, when you're in a calm place, you kind of think, actually, it's not as bad as I thought it was, really.
I've had that so many times. Yeah. And you realise that actually things aren't as... We catastrophise a lot. And in our heads, it's like everything is the end of the world.
Exactly.
Everything's so huge. But when you get down to the bare roots and get it out on paper, it's like, wait a minute, like, it's not as bad as I realised.
You know what? The amount of times I've laughed at myself.
Yeah.
Because I've stressed about something.
And then you're like, wait a minute.
Broke it down into logic and I've kind of gone, hang on, I'm stressing over that.
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake, woman. You know,
I love
get
that.
Over yourself.
I love that.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't change the situation, but I think if you change your attitude to the situation...
Yes.
It makes such a difference, doesn't it?
Oh,
it really does.
Emily, that's another level. This is what we need.
Yeah.
This is everything. This is me and Emily need to like go on travel and like talk to people, I swear.
We do. We've talked about this, haven't we?
We actually do
mini
though.
Tour.
We need to, like, you know, like, wow. Like, crikey. That's a really that's a great place to wrap it up, I think.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. Those are Emily's words of wisdom to anyone right now that might be going through anything. And even if you're not, that could come useful for any situation.
Exactly.
Especially when you're stressing over the little things.
Yeah.
Because, God, we tend to stress over the little things more than the things that actually matter.
Yeah.
What's all that, you know, what are we like? Humans, eh? That's what we're like. We're human. We're human species. And this is why it's a daily kind of thing when you're working on your mindset.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy for the mindset, a click of a finger, to slip back into the old one.
Precisely.
And this is why if you see me, like, posting stuff daily, like, on Instagram or whatever, and you're like, why does he do that? It's like, that's why. I've told you guys before, that's why, because it's a daily effort for me to do it. It's a daily thing that I choose to do because I choose to work on my mindset in this way. And again, it's finding what works for you.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Fine if that works for me, great. If it doesn't for you, that's fine. But it's getting to a point where you find stuff and things and exercises and whatever that work for you and help you be your best self.
Precisely.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
And again, I think that's why more and more people now are kind of embracing positive thinking and mindfulness and different things like that, because for them, it does work.
Yeah.
And it helps. And it shows them things in maybe a different perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, like, just do what works for you and just keep positive and just keep on going, because the best is absolutely yet to come.
Exactly.
Trust me, guys, the best is yet to come. Again, it is. I know it for sure for you, all of you listening. Every single person listening, the best is yet to come. Promise.
Yeah.
So, wow, guys, I'm emotional. It's the last episode. I don't want this to end. Aww. So it's the last episode for season one. It's August right now. I hope you have a really nice summer. You know, just keep on going. Keep on smashing it. That is success. Being the Best You is out now. And if you want to listen to all the past episodes of Slice Alive, it's on iTunes and Spotify. And yeah, hopefully stay tuned for season two. So yeah, Emily, thank you so much for joining me.
It's been a pleasure, darling.
Have you loved it?
Absolutely loved it.
Thank you so much. I think we need to get Emily back on in season two, guys.
Oh, that's definitely, what I think. Darling. I'll be coming. Try and stop me.
Absolutely. I also really want to say thank you to someone that's helped me massively with editing my podcast, setting up my podcast, being there, like, to make it happen. That's Hassan Ulhaq. He's a really nice friend of mine. I've known him for 3 years at uni, and I want to say thank you to him because he's made this, you know, he's helped make it happen. So thank you to Hassan. Guys, thank you so much for listening, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.